This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Clark County has a new sheriff. Carrie Kern will complete the remainder of the unexpired term that ends in January 2027. Governor Tony Evers appointed Kern to fill the vacancy created by Sheriff Scott Haynes' resignation. Athletes will continue to have seamless access to sports medicine with a renewed partnership. UW Stevens Point and Marshfield Clinic Health System will keep working together with an agreement signed through June 2027. This partnership builds on the high quality of comprehensive sports medicine care provided to student athletes. There are 7 full-time and several casual licensed athletic trainers supporting 26 collegiate teams of approximately 800 students. This medical model allows the sports medicine team to be active with preventive resources. They will be able to identify injuries early and provide a rapid response to care and recovery. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin.
The Marshfield Police Department will have new office hours starting next month. Beginning on January 3rd, their front office will close at noon on Fridays. They will still have officers on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but the records specialist will not be working after noon on Fridays. The holiday season is here, and a seasonally themed locomotive is set to take a trip across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
For the 26th year, Canadian Pacific will be sending its holiday train across North America. Over the next few days, people in Wisconsin can enjoy lights and music as the holiday train rolls through the state. On Saturday, the train will cross into Wisconsin from Illinois with shows in Sturtevant and Caledonia in the evening. On Sunday, the holiday train will make stops in Wauwatosa, Heartland, Oconomowoc, Watertown, and Columbus. The train will then go through central and western Wisconsin on Monday. The holiday train raises money for local charities and food banks and also brings awareness to food insecurity in area communities. It's free to attend each stop, but it's asked that people going to see the holiday train bring food or money donations to help stock local food pantries. Musical performers at the Wisconsin stops this year are Tierra Kennedy and The Lone Bellow. You can see the schedule of stops on our website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The holiday train stops in Portage, Wisconsin Dells, and Mauston on Monday, December 9th. The American Red Cross encourages people to create a new holiday tradition, giving blood or platelets. Lisa Hale has the story.
Rebecca Rockhill, Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director.
We can give a gift to a person who is fighting cancer or a newborn who is needing blood, someone who may be going through a sickle cell crisis. Giving gifts and saving lives as a family together, what a great tradition to start with families going into the new year.
People who give blood between December 9th and 15th will receive a $15 e-gift card.
You can schedule your appointment to give blood by calling the Red Cross, using the Red Cross donor app, or by visiting redcrossblood.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converted that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you a fan of undead hordes? Listen up. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is offering a free trial of the game December 13th through the 20th for multiplayer and zombies. Not quite sure what that means, but they sure sound fun to pretend to shoot. The game will have new maps with names like Hacienda and Nuketown Holiday and feature new weapons. Activision says the game has already broken sales records in the first 30 days, and the free trial is expected to hike up profits even more. Things are really heating up on The Masked Singer. The quarterfinals are in the books, and Goo's identity has been revealed. It was LA Rams defensive tackle Kobe Turner. Jenny McCarthy guessed the identity of Goo, who narrowly lost to a character named Strawberry Shortcake. Folks, if you are not watching this show, drop everything you're doing and keep not watching. In Nothing to See Here news, superstar Taylor Swift was named the number one most streamed artist on Spotify for 2024, according to Variety. That makes 2 years in a row for the pop icon. Swift songs pulled almost 27 billion streams. She was off to a good start when her album Tortured Poets Society racked up 300 million streams in one day and a billion in the first week. When playing a legendary character as the lead in a movie, it is probably a huge vote of confidence to get the person who you are portraying's endorsement. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. Dylan recently took to social media to say that he is sure that Chalamet will be completely believable in the role. If Dylan had actually said those words, it would have sounded like Chalamet. Chalamet is already getting Oscar buzz for his portrayal as Dylan. A Complete Unknown opens Christmas Day. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called... Nah, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 25. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 40. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.